This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 106 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are continuing on with our Arnold Schwarzenegger month, and we are reviewing a little movie called Last Action Hero. Now, Alex, how long has it been since you've seen this movie?
Well, I'm not going to lie. The 4K came out, what, last year?
Earlier this year, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That's the when I saw it. But prior to that, it was years before I resaw it.
Fair enough. I have seen this movie. You know, this is one of those movies that I'm a 90s kid. I grew up in the 90s and I watch a lot of 90s movies. And I didn't see this till later in life. I didn't watch it in the 90s. I didn't grow up with it. I saw it maybe 3 years ago, like when it came out with the VHS slipcover Blu-ray. I watched it. And now this rewatch is the first rewatch that I have done since, and I watched it on 4K. So yes, this is a 1993 film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and a lot of cameos, which we'll talk about in a moment. Yeah, some big names pop up here and there in this movie. And of course, directed by John McTiernan. There's a reteam from Predator between Arnold and John McTiernan. So with that being said, before we get into the review, you already know the deal. We're going to go over some box office numbers and some Rotten Tomato scores. Alex, how well did this movie do back in 1993?
All right, so let's get right into it. Last Action Hero from 1993. Domestic, $50 million. International, $87 million. Worldwide total of $137 million on a budget of $85 million. Oh. Opening night, $15 million.
I had a big budget. I didn't realize it was so high. So I think that's why this movie's kind of, it's not considered a flop, but I think it's not considered like a huge movie for Arnold, you know, but the money is decent, but I think with that budget, it's pretty high. Okay, well, let's take a look at some critics and audience scores for this. So this one, pretty close. They're in the same ballpark. Critically, this sits at a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Critics weren't overly fond of it. Fans, 47%. So also, not overly fond of it. Very interesting. What do you think? The numbers are kind of close, but not that high.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, I kind of knew when you're watching the movie that I felt like the critics wasn't going to be too crazy with this movie. But yeah, I'm very surprised with the audience score also, to be honest with you.
So we're going to take a look because we're going to throw those scores right out the window. Yep. And we're going to let you know what we think about this movie. Now, Alex, lead character. Now, this is a funny one because this is Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a character in the movie that I can't remember his name
But Slater.
Yes, exactly. Jack Slater. So very meta. What did you think of? And I know the kid is kind of the main, but we're doing Arnold Munso. We're scoring him.
Yeah, I'll just do side by side. But sure. Arnold will be the main score for us. In terms of the kid, let's just get to the kid quick. He was okay. Annoying little brat, but it is what it is. I thought he was a fine actor, 90s actor. I don't know what he did after this movie because I have not seen him in any other thing. In terms of Arnold Schwarzenegger now, I liked him in this movie. I don't know. There's something about this style of writing and the same with Kindergarten Cop. He does very well with. Again, these type of movies, again, you're not sitting in these movies for an Oscar award performance. This is a movie about an action hero, and that's what he is. He's an action hero playing a movie. So I enjoyed it. I think he was funny. I think he was, when he got angry. I thought he was great in his action sequences. I thought he was funny at times. I love the blockbuster scene when he goes in there.
That was great.
Yeah, that was like, there's a lot of, it's funny for a movie that's not highly praised in the critics, audience, and a lot of people that I talk to, if we say Arnold Schwarzenegger, this movie's not right up there with like his numbers. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of memorable moments for me in this movie that I like, it's really good. So with that said, I gave him a 5. I enjoyed him in the portrayal as Jack Slater / Arnold Schwarzenegger / Arnold Schwarzenegger playing himself. So yeah, a 5.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to come right out and say this at the top of my review before we even get to anything else. I think this is one of those movies that very much deserves a reconsideration from a lot of people who maybe didn't like it when they saw it in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a movie that with time has gotten better, in my opinion. So with that said, Arnold, the kid's fine. I agree with you. He's not annoying. Kid actors can be hit or miss for me. We already know that. I don't hate him, but I could also live without him unless they're like really, really fantastic. And this kid's fine. I love the scene where he's like riding the bike and then he realizes he's like, oh no, I'm the comic relief. Like I'm the comic sidekick or whatever. Yeah. Like he knows this is going to end bad because he knows movies so much that he knows what's going to happen. I liked it. It was cute. He's fine. Arnold, you're right. He is perfect for this kind of role where it is an action movie. This way more than Kindergarten Cop is an action movie, but there's a lot of comedy in it. And he's really good in this comedy because it's very dry, you know? He's not like winking and, you know, being all goofy. He's being dead serious. So he's delivering these like funny lines, but like completely serious, like an action guy. I love all the jokes with like the cartoon cat when he's like, yeah, he's one of our best guys. And the kid is like, but why is he here? He's like, he's here every week. Like he's just answering him like it's normal, you know? That joke I love. And I love the part when the dude from Amadeus, they're talking and Arnold's like, he said you killed Mozart. He's like, Mo who? And he's like, Zart. I think his name is Mozart. Oh my gosh. It makes me laugh every time. I agree with you. I think this is a great role for Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know why it's not like, I mean, maybe it's not as iconic as some of his other ones because he's technically playing himself. You know what I mean? But it's like an exaggerated version. It's a wink and a nudge at the camera. I like him as well. I also give him a 5. Okay. So now moving on to the main villain. This, of course, played by Charles Dance, Mr. Tywin Lannister, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, which I am a Game of Thrones fan. Tywin Lannister, and what is it? What's he? The golden child. He's the bad guy in that too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And so King Kong.
Think? Yeah.
No, Godzilla. Oh,
yeah. Godzilla. Yep.
Right? Yeah. King of the
Monsters. The second one. Yeah. He's always bad.
Yeah.
This guy's always bad.
Yeah. As Charles Dance plays Benedict.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Benedict. He was good. And again, he plays the villain of the movie, right? Like, and it's cool because he's a villain in a movie that comes to real life and tries to play the villain also. So it's a cool transition going from a screen to real life with these characters because they're playing it very well. This guy, he was good. My only problem is he's not in this movie a lot. Then he gets introduced in the beginning. Then he comes back towards the middle when Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, which is played by Sonya Blaze, which we'll talk about.
Bridget Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not Bridget Wilson. Wasn't it Capri something? No.
Well, Bridget Wilson's the real life. That's her name.
Oh, okay. But in terms of, her. So, like, you have that. And then towards the end, when he figures out the ticket, you see a lot of him sprinkled here and there. So, technically, he's not in this movie as much. Does he have a fighting scene? Absolutely not. He shoots his gun, pretty much it. Like, he just shoots one gun, and then he's with his henchmen in that house scene, and then he's talking to the main bad guy, the other guy, Tom Nuka, or whatever his name is.
The actor's Anthony Quinn plays him.
Yeah, that guy. So, with that, I gave him a 3.5 for main villain. I thought he was really good in the role, but other than that, I can't give him more because he didn't do much in this movie against Arnold as much. Whereas the other guy, right, the one with the axe did more because he was the actual villain in the movies. So that was pretty different. But yeah, I gave him 3.5.
All right. I'm slightly higher than you on him.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him a lot. I gave him a 4. I'm half a point higher, slightly. I like Charles Dance a lot as a performer. I love that he has all the different eyeballs, like the glass eye that he keeps changing out depending on like the scene, you know, that he has. He has like the one that looks like a target, like a reticle.
The bullseye.
And he has the little smiley face eye and all that kind of stuff. I thought that was pretty clever. I like his line delivery a lot in this movie. I like when Arnold first comes to the house and they're talking at the door. Like that whole interaction is really fun. And I love the part. This is what made me, I was probably with you. And then I gave him a 4 for one scene. And it's more played for funny. But when you know he's a bad guy, because he goes and the kid says, if you harm one hair on her head. And he goes and he plucks out one hair and then he rips it in half. That scene makes me laugh every single time. Like, this guy's dastardly. He did the one. No one ever in the history of film has harmed one hair on someone's head. This guy has done it. Automatic extra point for me. I'm definitely looking at more of like a comedic villain. You're right. Yeah. If this was a straight action movie, probably a 3. But because it's kind of that hybrid mix, I really enjoyed him. I gave him a 4. He was fun. Okay, action scenes.
This movie has tons of action. And it's what's cool about this movie is that the action was played on fake action. Like, it's a movie within a movie within a movie. Like, it's
intentionally
weird.
Intentionally over the top.
Yes. And that's what I think worked so well with Last Action Hero. When he's in the, when the kid gets transported into the film, that's where the action gets over the top. When Arnold gets out of the film, that's where the action switches and becomes realistic because he has to see the difference between movie, real world. So I liked it a lot. I love the transition. I prefer when he's in the actual movie because it is so over the top. Because the kid is like, dude, you can survive everything. He's like, no, like, no, I can't. Yeah. He's doing some ridiculous stuff. And I loved it. I thought it was good. I give the action a 5. I thought the action was very well done between the two worlds colliding into one. I thought it was really good. And again, Arnold nailed it. Even in my, I love the funeral scene.
Yes.
He's like, get me a doctor. And he's like, I'm a doctor. And he knocked him out. He goes, the doctor fainted. I thought that was funny. But yeah, I gave it a 5.
That was right before my favorite, the Mozart line. That was right at the same point.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that part's so funny. Look, this has some good action. And the funny thing is, like, it also has some cheesy action, but it's on purpose. Give me a movie that knows, you know, it's self-aware. It does it on purpose. I'm okay with that. When it's bad and it's like they're trying to be good, but they do bad, that's not good. But when they're trying to be like over the top, and there's one shot I love in this movie. It's in when the kid gets into the movie and he's in the backseat of the car and they're like doing the car chase. And there's a part where the car goes like flying off this thing. And the camera is like on the back of the car. And it's this really cool, like almost a POV shot of the car. It's hard to describe, but it is really, really cool. It looks cool. So I was like, dang, I don't remember this scene, but you know me, I'm a sucker for like really well shot or cool looking action scenes. And I thought that was really cool. Something different. The car's kind of slanting and you're like flying down with the car. It was awesome. Other than that, you get a lot of explosions. There's dynamite in this movie. There's big guns, desert eagles. You know, there's yeah. everything. There's like punching. There's a cartoon cat who shoots somebody. You know, I agree. I gave it a 4. I don't think it's like perfect for me, but it is really fun and really well done. And it makes you be like, wow, I can't believe this guy directed Rollerball, but also directed this movie, because look how much better he can do when he has an actual script to work with.
And good actors.
And good actors, yeah. When you have everything that you didn't have on Rollerball, look at how good. It's very good. All right, storyline.
Storyline. Very clever storyline. Very unique storyline. Very original storyline. This is not a storyline that you could go, okay, this was from this movie or that movie. This was actually an original story, which now, well, I'll hold that for overall. But in terms of storyline, look, I really liked it. I thought it was very cool. Very Disney, if you know what I mean. It's a very Disney style of a movie, if you really think about it, like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type of
movie.
It's
very early 90s, I think is what you're looking for. It's like, because it's PG-13. It's very 1993.
Yeah, because I think Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was 92, 93 also, right?
Or 91, Marinus? Maybe. Yeah, it was early 90s.
Yeah, so like that's very up that alley. And I honestly, damn, I'm really dating myself. This is really like...
That's right, I was around back then too.
Yeah, that's funny. But it actually worked very well. This storyline is very unique. It hit everything in terms of plot points, right? They didn't over the top it. They didn't stretch it out. This was a very solid running time. I didn't get bored at times. Arnold had very great lines in this movie. They knew Arnold was the king of one-liners and they exactly gave him what he needed. My favorite line in the movie, when he goes, are you a farmer? And he goes, kicked him, and he said, I'm gonna give you some acres. And he kicked him and he flew,
and he goes like flying up in the air.
He goes, you must
have 10 acres.
Yeah.
He kicked him in the balls.
He goes, you must be a farmer. I'm gonna give you some acres. Like stuff like that was like so funny. Again, the whole Stallone as T2. He goes, he's a great actor. You know what he's talking about? He goes, no, that is you. But and then the funny thing is, Stallone in the poster actually looked pretty good in the T2. I'm not gonna lie.
He looked real. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. If he was a robot at that time, I would have been, yo, that would be cool. Like, you know, Arnold T-800, and then Stallone would have been like the T-6 or 9. That would have been pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. You put two robots together, but they're too late. But I give the movie a 4.
Yeah.
I think excellent concept. Worked very well. Great director. Excellent writing. So they knew what they were doing.
I'm right there with you, man. I also have the story at a solid 4. Now, here's the thing. This movie is ahead of a lot of these other movies that are doing this stuff and get all the credit, right? Like, this is to action films what Scream would be in a few years to the slasher film.
Oh, yeah.
Very self-aware. Very like, let's take the tropes and, you know, kind of do them, but also poke fun at them. Or a movie like Cabin in the Woods, or a movie like Tropic Thunder. This did it before all those movies did it. And while it wasn't a huge you know, mega hit. I don't believe that a lot of those people didn't see this movie and say, hey, let's do something like that, but with these other genres. You know what I mean? So I think it was ahead of its time, to be quite honest with you. I think the storyline is very good. I don't think it's perfect. There's some elements that I don't love. Like, I don't love how the kid gets in the movie. Like this magic ticket that he just gives him and all of a sudden he pops in and then the other guy gets the ticket and he could like go, like, it's not super explained as like Harry Houdini. He was a real magician and he had a magic ticket. They could have done something a little different, but either way, I think it's a great plot, a great premise. I love the jokes. I thought it was funny. I thought the action was good. It's never really serious. You know what I mean? Like, even at its serious moments, you know that it's a movie in a movie, so it's not that serious. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the scene on the roof with the kid, with the guy with the axe. That's kind of dramatic, but it's not really dramatic because it's a fake movie. So I really enjoyed it. I also gave it a 4. I think it's very solid, very well written, and very clever, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, overall.
Overall, I think this movie still holds up. It's weird to say, right? With this type of comedy, this type of one-liners, you're absolutely right. This was ahead of his time in terms of filmmaking and type of script that was written. Mm-hmm. Arnold knew what he was doing when he took this script, just like he did with Kindergarten Cop and even Twins, if you really think about it. Because Twins is not even an action movie. It's just a straight comedy. So. Yeah, or that's horrible.
When he's pregnant.
Yeah, that was bad. But like I said, I think this is, to me, an enjoyable movie. It's a fun movie. Yeah. I agree with you. The whole ticket thing was pretty weird, but it was fun, though. I mean, if you really think about it. And it's funny. I was telling my wife that it's a concept that I would love to see again, but told in a different way. Something fun, right? Like, now we saw it in an action movie. What happens if you give it to a kid that goes into a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, he goes into, like, a Freddy Krueger.
Well, and there is that, by the way, if you ever want to watch
really
it, called The Final Girls. Yeah, watch The Final Girls. The girl gets sucked into a movie, they get sucked into a horror movie, and it's like all the tropes of
Friday the 13th. What I meant was, like, he gets trapped into, like, let's say the first Freddy Krueger, and he's trying to save Nancy from Freddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that'd, you know what I mean? Like, he's messing up the movie. Like, like, stuff like that, I think would be fun, you know? Sure. And then with the sequel, you could go to a drama or, you know, a musical. Anyway, it is what it is. But I think it worked very well. I liked it. I love all the cameos. And the thing that was so funny, the cameos happened all in during the whole movie premiere. And then you had all of them in the cop, where you see the Cheryl Stone. Yeah, as Basic Instinct. She comes out of the
Robert
thing.
Patrick comes out of the T-1000.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. So as the cop, the animated cop. That's his voice.
Cat.
Yeah, the cat. And then you see him again when he's about to get his friend betrays him, when he's standing there with the hat and the wig. So I thought it worked very well. I thought this is a very solid, smart, fun movie. And thank God he could erase Rollerball from his his filmography. So look, with that said, I gave this movie a overall of a 4 out of 5.
We have the same overall. I gave it a 4 as well. I don't think it's like a perfect film, but I think it's great for way ahead of its time. Mm. I think it's clever. You know, we sit Ben and all in the story. I like the cameos too. I thought they were cool. It's almost like look around that police scene. You just want to like look around the screen to see who else might be in there. Yeah, exactly. I love the chief, like the stereotypical chief who just yells all the time. He's always mad. That one scene when he has like the smoke coming out of his ears because he's yelling, and he's not even saying any words. He's just like yelling gibberish and he got smoke coming out of his ears. Hilarious. Because what cop movie doesn't have the angry police chief? All of them. Lethal Weapon. Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, he was kind of that role.
Yeah.
I think he was modeled off of that specifically, but still, it's the same trope, right? 48 Hours. It's really funny having the angry guy who's in charge at the cops, you know, the buddy. Because this was a buddy movie. It just happens that the buddy's a little kid. Because remember, he's like, Bad Boys? Oh, yeah, Joe Pantoliano's hilarious in those movies. And it's funny because, like, that scene where they're in the station and the chief's like, this is your new partner. It's like, it's a little kid. How can he even, he doesn't even work for you. But he makes him his partner. Yeah, Bridget Wilson as the daughter. I always had a crush on her when I was younger. She was in Billy Madison. She was like the love interest in Billy Madison. She got married to the tennis player Pete Sampras, and then she had to work a lot less. So she was in, I think the last thing I really remember her in was like House on Haunted Hill. But I had a huge crush on her when I was like in middle school. So I love Bridget Wilson. She was cool. But yeah, I enjoy this movie. I think it's fun. One thing it is, you know what? It's fun. This is a fun, entertaining movie. And by the way, this is my first time looking at it on 4K, and it looks really good. It looks new. It doesn't look like a 1993 movie. It looks like a 2020 movie almost. Like, you could tell it's in the 90s, but it is a beautiful picture. So if you don't have it on 4K, do yourself a favor. Go ahead and buy it on 4K. Alex, what is your total score?
My total score for this movie is a 21.5 out of a 25.
Very nice. I'm at a 21 out of a 25. I thought it was, I think it's really good. I mean, yeah. If you're an Arnold fan, it's like a must. I feel like it's a must own if you're an Arnold fan. I think it's outside of Terminator, you know, as far like his franchises and things. This is really high up there for like a movie that you should probably own. All right. So that is Last Action Hero. We both liked it. I don't know what these critics are talking about or the audience. I don't know what they're talking about either. No. I think it's awesome. Reevaluate it. Give it another chance. Next week, we will be moving on to Underworld 3, Rise of the Lycans for our Underworld series and our next Arnold movie. I know you're looking forward to this one. Another 90s movie. What a shock. True Lies, directed by one Mr. James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yeah,
Jamie Lee Curtis, and Bill Paxton in one of the most hilarious roles that, from what I remember, it was really funny. So that's what we're going to be reviewing next week.
Yeah, you know, the only movie that's not out in higher definition.
Not even on Blu-ray. I think it's on HD on Amazon Prime, so oh, I'll probably watch it there.
Most likely, yeah, pretty much. I'm going to rent it, maybe. But no, other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews, anything Action Movie Guys Podcast. Please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscriber button. If you guys want to support the channel, if you enjoy the video, hit that like button, hit those notification bells. If you guys want to catch us live Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern with our Levels of Geeks Live, this coming week, we're going to be covering Ghostbusters from 2016 and Rocky versus Drago, the ultimate director's cut of the film. Yes, we're going to be breaking all those two films down coming this Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.